77 WABC.
What issues around your house are staring you in the face this weekend?
Do I get the sanded grout or the unsanded grout?
The last 3 or 4 years I've been fighting mildew issues.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Whatever questions you have.
This isn't real earth-shattering.
Lou is here to help.
I'm only taking earth-shattering questions. Can you give me an earth-shattering question?
Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Yeah, here it comes.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
It's a brand new day.
Good morning. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on 77 WABC. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Hope you're having a nice morning today. New York City Marathon is this weekend. That's always a lot of fun. Always be nice to people when you're trying to park your car. That's a tip for today. And
yikes.
And seriously, though, before we get to all your phone calls, I cannot stress my desire to encourage you to vote. We've got Election Day coming up in just a couple of days. And one of the things that I grew up with is I'm the son of two Italian immigrants. My parents came over here via New York in 1954, pregnant with my – 1953, pregnant with my sister, who was born just a few weeks later. My father worked for the American Army in Italy right after World War II. And my parents both became citizens and worked very hard to provide a super wonderful life for me and my sister growing up. And my parents were always so focused and proud to be able to participate in our democracy. And it was something I remember growing up. My parents are both deceased now, but it's something that I have taken on as well. No matter what your politics are, whomever you support, one of the greatest gifts that our Constitution gives us is the ability to vote. And it's important, no matter who's in office at whatever level, that we participate. And so I want to encourage you to make sure you're registered. If you're early voting, that's awesome. And if you're not, find some time on Tuesday to do that, because it is truly one of the things that really makes this country amazing is the fact that we get to elect our officials. And, you know, sometimes we don't like it and sometimes we do. And, you know, what's that song? Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy. Oh, right, with Halloween. By the way, good morning.
Well, I brought some Almond Joy for you.
Oh, thank you.
I did. Because
they're not going to eat it, right. So anyway, go vote on Tuesday. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. I had something happen this Halloween that never happened to me. I was getting requests from kids and adults about the kind of candy that they wanted.
Stop.
Yeah. Hey, you got any Kit Kats in there? I go, sure. You know, I mean, what am I going to do? And then one little boy, which I totally get, you know, we buy the big bag of the mix of candy, right? And you got the jug that you have all the candy. Oh, hey, bag trick or treat, you know, and you're putting it in there. And you just reach in and you grab it. I don't really pay attention to what I'm doing. And I evidently grabbed a thing of peanut M&Ms, which we know are your favorites. And the little boy goes, oh, I can't have those. I go, oh, you know, and certainly our son Max has nut allergies, not peanuts, but nuts. I'm like, oh, let me grab you something else. So then I just went for the M&Ms. Then I thought, in the world that we live in with all these kids with the nut allergies, isn't it funny that there must be a mix of candy you can buy that is nut-free? Nick, who runs our board, has a peanut allergy, so he can. But in other words, in the mix of bags, peanut M&Ms, and Almond Joy,
right,
which is not only almond, but coconut, as we've determined, is also a nut.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the amount of parents that were...
have you heard of the Teal Pumpkin Project?
Oh, yeah.
That's like when you put a teal pumpkin outside and then the kids know that they can come and there's going to be allergy-free treats there for them.
Right. So here's my other idea for Halloween. My brother-in-law, Matt, has worked for Pepsi forever, like 20-some years. And I said, Matt, you guys at Pepsi should come up with a little can of soda that is hollow. You Pepsi people listening to 77 WABC in New York, pay attention. A little can of Pepsi that you could give out on Halloween.
It's cute.
It's cute, right?
Say you got Pringles.
Right.
Something
decorated.
Like that. Yeah.
Pringles would be good. I mean, it's got to be affordable. Like, I don't even know because I don't buy it. How much is the big thing of candy at Costco? How much
it's
is
like
that
15
big?
$15.
Oh, so, I mean, it's not, but it's a lot, right? How many pieces
right.
are in that?
Right,
it's
right,
big.
Right.
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 But something a little different. You
well,
know?
Well, that's the thing. They're Pringles. I mean, we're like, you get Pringles. You get chips every day. Why are you so? But she was so excited because it was different than the rest
right.
of the candy.
Right. And I think that if you did something like that, you could just mix it in there. Like, oh, my gosh, I love your costume. Here, I give you that. Right.
Right.
You made no effort. Here. Here's
like the
right.
kids that come with the pillowcases, not dressed up at all.
What are you supposed to be? Okay, like I said, yeah, what are you supposed to be? A teenager?
That's what they would say.
And then there was a kid. There were a group of kids that came to our house three different times.
Stop.
Three times.
Did you give them candy or did you
so
say
the
no?
So the second time, you know, because there was a bunch of kids. Oh, hey, happy Halloween. You know, and you're handing out the candy.
Right.
And I'm going, well, I think the kid's already been here. And not that our candy was anything special, right? It was just the regular
right. they
whatever.
They just want as much know. As they can get.
Right. Now, I was dressed like a bear.
Maybe
if
that's
you,
why
if you follow out. My Instagram account. Oh, and this was hilarious. I told you the story. And I don't know anything about these Halloween movies. What's the name of the guy from Halloween?
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
Yeah.
So our son Max, who's 17, he's kind of tall and thin. He came out like halfway as it got darker, and I put him in a chair right by the front walk of the house. And he was lying there with the mask over his face, and I kind of tucked the collar up so he couldn't see his neck. And I had him put gloves on because the hands are always the thing that give it away. And he's just lying there like that. He's just lying back, and the music, I got music playing, you know, and I actually had the Halloween theme on the iPod going. And I had the smoke machine. We do it all up. We get a lot of kids. And so, anyway, when that kid came back from the third time, I go, hey, haven't you already been here? And he goes, yeah. I go, get out of here. And I sent him on his way. So then
good
these kids
you.
Would come up. The kids would come up. And when there's like little kids, I'd say to Max, go, don't just lie there. Don't do anything. We don't want to scare these, you know, little
right.
four-year-olds, right?
Ruin
but then when
every
the
Halloween
right,
going
right,
forward.
Teal pumpkin my butt. I'm never coming back here. And so so he would lie there, and then the kids would, you know, you'd see him walking up the walkway, and they'd kind of, as they're walking towards me, their eyes are on Mike Myers, who's lying there, and the smoke's around
yeah.
him. And they would go, is that real? Is that real? And I go, no, don't worry. And the code word was, it's not real. And I'd go, it's not, don't worry, don't worry. Is that real? And then at one point, these kids went over and started kicking him. And I go, it's not real. And he sits up, and there was a mother there too. The mother spun around and ran away
I
screaming. And the kids were like, ah!
That would have been me.
It was hilarious. It was the best. And me, I'm just like a bear.
Right.
Passing out nut candy. Hey, who wants some nuts here? 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Lots coming up on today. Hope you had a nice Halloween. I love our noodaloo, too. I had a chance. Did you, you're going to post a video on this one?
Yes.
It is a game changer when it comes to patching asphalt around your home. I'm telling you, you've never been so excited about asphalt patch.
Well, it helps to watch the video because I have to say, I understood it when I was reading it, but I'm like, this sounds way too complicated or like in, but you opened, I mean, well, we'll talk about it later,
yeah.
but I mean, it's
so cool.
easy and.
Yep. So stay tuned for that. That's going to come up around 7:20 this morning. And then you're going to be amazed at what they're doing in Alabama, right? How did we find this?
I just researching.
Okay. There's an incomplete neighborhood that's being built by the Alabama Power Company, and what they're doing in the homes they're building and the efficiency. And I have a ton of questions for these people because I read this very interesting article about our energy usage in our country and how it's going down because of all this technology. Like we are, it's finally working, right? I mean, even though, you know, gas prices kind of fluctuate all the time, you know, people are buying more fuel efficient cars. People are, you know, millennials are not buying cars right now. Certainly they're taking Ubers and the Ubers are, and Lyft and whatnot. And they're using energy and fuel and whatever, but not to the extent where my generation was like, oh, I'm out of college or I'm done with high school and I'm going to get a job. I need a car. And you're going to drive everywhere. And so we are using less energy in this country. And that has had a profound impact on these power companies and these energy producers or, you know, gas producers, natural gas suppliers, you name it. But they're starting to get into other things. So we have a very interesting conversation, I hope, coming up about this brand new neighborhood that's being built in Alabama that I think has a lot of potential to go across the country.
And it's super popular. I don't know if you, like, they're sold out.
Sold out. Right. Everybody wants it. I mean, it's affordable and it makes a ton of sense. So maybe this is something that can come across the country for sure. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We're just here for an hour live every Saturday morning on 77 WABC. Any kinds of questions you have going on in and around your home, remember if you're going to run in the marathon to stretch, hopefully you're already carbed up the night before. And good luck to all the, well, the runners are probably already out there. They're at their gates and going to town, getting ready to go. But if you're going to be supporting the runners, post lots of pictures of the signs, because the signs are the most fun at these marathons, and it's so cool. So enjoy for sure. 800-848-WABC. Why don't we answer a couple of emails before we get to phone calls? You got a couple there?
I had Brussels sprouts for dinner last night.
And we're in a small studio, and it's like I'm having them with her.
And I,
they're delicious. Next time I'll order my own.
Keep talking. I wasn't ready.
Oh, I'm sorry. How about an email? You can always email me at howsmartstv.com, which is what we have tons of emails. I've been catching up, but there's a lot. So when you do email me, just be patient because we get so many emails. But I will get back to you. You know, so anything specifically, if you can't get to the phone or you're thinking about it after the show's not on the air, you can just email me and go ahead and I will get you that answer, but I'll also answer them on the air.
Oh, good. Like jeans. Jean is wondering how you finish wrought iron chairs. She prefers someone does it for her, but is it a DIY project?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work. Wrought iron is one of my favorite materials, and I think you can do so much with it. The issue there is to sand down and scrape all the loose material that you have. A wire brush goes a long way. You can actually put a rotating wire brush on the end of a cordless drill, which will speed things up a lot. And those come in a different strength. So when you go to the hardware store or the home center, you'll see there's also something called a cup brush that you can use on the end of a drill as well. Scrape it all down. Get all the loose material off there, wipe it down with a damp rag. Once that dries, then what I would do is use some spot primer. There's a product that Rust-Oleum makes called Rust Stop that you can place on there first. And then you can either spray paint. I would brush that on. You can either spray paint new painting on there. The Rust-Oleum also makes this great spray product called Hammerite. That has little glass beads in it that sticks really well. Make sure it's outside, well-ventilated. You know, you can still do this on a fall day. That's not a problem. Put a tarp down and make sure it's not too windy because the paint will travel in if it's too windy of a day. Let that dry, probably two coats, and you'll be amazed at the appearance. And I'll tell you right now is that even though, you know, maybe you're getting close to putting this furniture away for the winter months, if you do this now and take the time, then when spring comes, you're like, oh my gosh, look at how nice this is.
So nice.
Right? Because it's done.
I actually get to do that.
The woman that refinished her wood furniture, right, for how many weeks? Yeah.
I'll never do that again. That was my DIY. It wasn't gone bad. It looks great, but it just was a lot.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Yeah, it's a lot of work. So, all right, let's do this. We got a couple calls coming in. Hold on there, and we're going to take a break. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
You know the age-old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
We have old windows, so the cracks grow.
But if it is broke, you can always call Lou.
I have a storm door with the screen ripped. Could that be replaced?
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
That's me. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. As I mentioned, our phone number is 800-848-WABC. Before I get to our really fun, cool Noodaloo 2 that I'm super excited about, let's go to Manhattan and talk to Richard, who's on the line. Richard, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. Two quick questions. One, what do you use for, like, caked on, like, grime on a bathtub and a toilet, and also an apartment that hasn't been painted in almost 7-8 years. Is there a simple one coat of paint that should cover well?
On the caked on, cleaning of the tub, what I would use is a nylon bristled brush on the end of a cordless drill. Okay, and you can buy these. There's a company called Drill Brush. Some hardware stores and home centers already started to carry. It's a brand new product that I saw. It's being sold at this website called The Grommet, and their website is drillbrush.com. It's like a set of three of these things for $25. It's the most useful tool you're ever going to put on the end of a cordless drill. That, along with a product like Ajax or OxyClean, you're going to put that onto the tub, make a little paste out of it, and then scrub like crazy with this cordless drill and these nylon brushes, which you can use in the toilet as well, and that'll clean it up for sure. Now, for the paint, what I would tell you is you want to use a paint and primer in one. That's going to give you the best coverage. If you're using the same color, over the walls, I mean, if it's a linen, what are they, a lighter colored wall? What are they?
Yeah, right now they're like a flat white or a white.
Yeah. So if you're sticking with that same color, use a I really like, if you go to Ace, they've got a great product called Clark & Kensington. And it's a really nice one-coat coverage paint. Use a half-inch nap roller. So it's a little bit thicker roller, which puts a little bit more paint on the wall. But I will tell you that if you can wipe down that wall a little bit first, even with just a damp rag and water to get the dust off, or if you could use a little spick and span, wipe it down and then rinse it, that's going to give you the best kind of coverage, Rich, and it'll look really nice.
How about for a beige color, like a light beige?
Well, I mean, when you go to change the color, that's where the second coat may be needed because you may get a little bleed through. But again, this is a pretty thick paint, and it flows really well. And if you use that thicker roller, and you know, what I would tell you is get a bright light when you're working in that room so you can really make sure you get good coverage with that first coat. And if you're trying to get away with one coat, I'm a two-coat guy personally, but if that's what you want to do, just get a bright light so you get good coverage with that paint.
Right. Thanks a lot. Also, everybody, don't forget to turn your clocks back if you haven't mentioned that.
Very good, turning the clocks back, right? It's spring back in the fall and fall ahead in the spring? No, what is it? I get everybody all confused when I do that.
Are you kidding?
Fall back.
I know. Oh. I'm kidding. I'm just driving people crazy. That's right.
And change your batteries.
And change your batteries
and
the smoke
alarms,
detectors.
Right?
Although now what we're doing is most of those smoke detectors. Thanks so much, Rich. I appreciate you calling this morning. Now we have all these 10-year batteries in a lot of these smoke detectors, which are really nice. Let's do one more call before we do the Noodaloo 2, right? Let's go to Airmont and talk to David. David, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I have three quick questions. First, what do I do for a squeaky floor that's about 30 years old in the house?
Try, if you cannot get, it's a hardwood floor?
Yeah, hardwood floor, and there's a ceiling underneath, a two-story house.
All right, so what you can try that may work is take some baby powder and sprinkle it over the area where the squeak is.
Right, okay.
Take a block of wood, or if you have a little block of wood, and wrap it in a rag, like a dish towel, place it over the top of that, and then take a hammer and bang on it a little bit to try and reset the nails and move the powder in between the tongue and the groove to give it a little lubricant, and then wipe it away with a damp rag. And you have a 50-50 chance of that working. If it doesn't work, You need to start walking like a cat. What's your second question?
Oh, yeah. Is it too late to fix a few quarter-inch cracks in my driveway and paint my front door?
Concrete driveway?
No, a blacktop.
Okay. As long as it doesn't freeze overnight, you can still do it. No problem. And with the painting the front door, that I don't know if you heard me talking to our last caller about that Clark and Kensington paint.
Yeah.
They make an exterior paint that can be painted down to 35 degrees.
Oh, great.
So you could buy a little quart of that if you want to paint the front door, lightly sand the door, put a coat on there. Again, just as long as it doesn't freeze overnight, you're fine.
Fine. Okay, great.
Question number three.
That was three.
That was three? Oh, yeah, that was two and one. That's right. Very nice. David, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being
800-848-WABC. Okay, before we get to our calls, let's do our Noodaloo 2. We're talking about driveways. That guy's got an asphalt driveway, and he wants to, do the crack. So what if you have a hole in your driveway or like a divot and you want to patch it? Usually when you use asphalt patch, it is a huge pain in the rear end because it is a huge bag that's hard, and you got to break it all up, blah, blah, blah. This stuff is amazing. Take a listen.
Before this week's Noodaloo 2, the best way to repair a pothole was to pay a professional paving company to fill it with hot asphalt. This requires large crews, heavy equipment, perfect weather, and a hefty price. You can fix a pothole yourself with driveway patch material, but a lot of these so-called durable materials crumble apart under the weight of traffic, heavy rain, or ice. But our Noodaloo 2 this week, AquaFault, can provide a simple, permanent repair for your driveway. AquaFault is the first pre-mixed permanent patch that can be laid directly from the container. The solution is poured onto the area that needs to be repaired, then leveled, sprinkled with water, and compacted with a hand tamper.
No way.
AquaFault requires no special prep and can be immediately driven on after application. A lot of those other patch solutions crumble after a cold, rainy day. But AquaFault uses water to activate its special adhesive, which is super strong and durable. So you don't have to wait for that sunny day to patch your pothole. AquaFault starts at about $50 for a 3.5-gallon bucket. You can find out more at aquafault.com or at your local Ace Hardware. Not sure what I'm talking about? Click over to Lou's Facebook page. I will put a link up as well as our weekly video. That's this week's Noodaloo 2.
When I first saw this product, I was like, oh, come on, what is this? This is crazy. But it's really smart. It comes in a bucket, like a 5-gallon bucket, but it's not that. It's not a 5-gallon bucket, but a smaller bucket. And you can reuse it. Regular asphalt patch comes in a bag. It's always hard. It's always really difficult to use because it's already, you know, it already has all the properties in it that's going to help it set up. And you got to take it out in chunks and you're breaking it. You know what? It's almost like cornbread. You know, like if you make cornbread muffins and you grab a cornbread muffin and you go take a bite and it kind of breaks off into pieces. Are you with me on that? I just had some cornbread.
Me too.
No, that's not what I'm looking for.
Oh.
Asphalt patch.
Oh.
I want to know how much a regular bag of asphalt patch is. I'm going to say it's $10. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is how much? 60.
$50.
$50. Right. How is it that you're talking and you're not pushing your button?
I'm not talking.
Oh, there you go. So this stuff you can do a little bit of a patch with and then put the about $20 for a regular patch.
For the regular, yeah.
For a regular, right. But then once you open that up, you're done. If you don't use it all, you just throw it away. This, as long as you don't activate. So you take an area where you want to patch it. You scrape away any of the loose material. Then you literally pour the asphalt patch. It's granule. It's like you're pouring dog food out of a big bag. And you kind of scoop it out. You build it up about an inch higher than you want to do in the hole. And then you pour water on it. You cannot overwater it. But they say about a gallon of water for one whole jug of this thing. And then you either buy or rent a tamper. I highly recommend you rent a tamper. Because when are you ever going to use a tamper again? I own a tamper.
I didn't know what a tamper was.
Yeah, it's like a big
metal.
But
why do you have to, like, you don't just have one in your car? Like, or is everybody supposed to have that?
People don't have tampers.
I mean, we certainly don't.
No,
but.
Right. But the average person does not own a tamper.
You can rent it. Can I rent?
No, you can rent them. Because it makes no sense. I mean, what are you going to do with it?
Can you use something else? Can't you use, like, your car?
I mean, I guess you could. You could put a little piece of plywood over it and probably run over it with the car a couple times.
Or couldn't you just put, like, a piece of plywood down and, like, jump on it a bunch?
Not quite the same. It's sort of like the tamper. You know how you know the thing where a woman wearing high heels and the amount of pressure that's on the heel is, like, some amazing amount of pressure?
I love that that's where you go.
Well, but that's my point. I mean, you're a skinny woman, but if I put you in high heels, the amount of pressure that's on that heel, it's like, oh, my God, she's like an elephant.
All right.
Okay? So the tamper, because it's a steel rod and it's a small metal plate, the force that you have on it. Why are you laughing at me?
Because the video that the video says a lot, too.
Okay.
It's funny, too.
It's
when you use the tamper.
I haven't seen it. When you use the tamper. Okay. So you use the tamper and you tamp it down. And they claim, the company claims, you can drive right over it immediately. I would wait. That's just me. And I really like it. It's a cool idea. So check it out. There's evidently a video where she makes fun of me on my Facebook page. What you do best. We shot that, and it's on there. You can see the whole thing in process. Really cool. Aquafault.com is the website. All right. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk with someone that is building this amazing neighborhood down in Alabama, which I think is something that has real legs for the Northeast and the rest of the country. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't.
Whatever's making you scratch your head this weekend, Lou is here to help.
We've got a problem with black mold.
Got a beep in my living room.
My furnace.
It's humming.
Just give him a call. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Happy weekend. Lots of projects around the house. Probably trying to get done before the end of fall. Just pick up the phone and give us a call at 800-848-WABC. Before we get back to your phone calls, though, we were doing a little searching and found this amazing neighborhood in Alabama. And you can't move in there because it's completely sold out. But what they're doing is pretty cool. Joining us on the phone line right now is John Ritchie, who is Residential Sales and Technical Support Supervisor for Alabama Power. John, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
I am well, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. I should have had, one of my favorite bands. I don't even think they're from Alabama.
Alabama Shakes.
Are they from Alabama? They're not from Alabama, are they? But I love that band.
John, do you know?
John, do you know?
I'm not sure. I am not sure.
John, tell me, first of all, a little bit about, Alabama Power, you are the power utility for the state of Alabama, correct?
That is correct. We are the largest electric utility in the state of Alabama.
And how in the heck did you guys get into the home building business?
Well, not necessarily the home building. What we are looking at on the Smart Neighborhood Project is where the future of home building may be headed.
Got it. One of the things that I noticed is you created, so we've got all this smart technology, right, that exists out there, and companies are trying to vie for everybody's dollars here, and, hey, put this in and put this in, and it's going to be great. But it's a little difficult. It can be a challenge to do that in a retrofit way. You guys were part of this whole neighborhood build so that all of this smart technology was thought out before the houses were built and then incorporated in the overall design and the feel of the home, correct?
That is correct. So the Smart Neighborhood had basically three major tenets: comfort, convenient, and connected. So the homes were high performance. They were connected homes with the latest smart home technologies, as well as connected to the Southeast First community scale microgrid.
So the microgrid is something that is a kind of a buzzword within the industry where I think it's fair to say, I mean, I realize you're with a utility, but, you know, our grid system that we have in this country has a lot of challenges, right? There's a lot of loss in the power that you folks would create at a power plant. And by the time it gets to a homeowner or a business, you know, there's transmission issues and whatever. These microgrids, and please stop me or correct me when I'm wrong, but you're creating basically the power source for these homes that is dedicated to a certain area, so it's much more efficient, correct?
So this particular microgrid is about a half mile away from the project itself. So if you think of it, you're buying local in a normal sense.
Right. And how are you producing the power in that microgrid?
So we have three main components of the microgrid. We have a solar array, which is about 330 kW, a natural gas generator, which is about 360 kW, and then about 300 kW of battery storage on site.
Wow. So you're storing the solar and any of the excess that you create so that you can use it later on.
That is correct. So the you know, the battery backup for this neighborhood can be charged via the grid, via solar, or the natural gas generation. Wow. So the beauty of this microgrid is it's not only just serving the neighborhood, it's also serving the grid as well. So we can island the neighborhood off to itself and serve directly from the microgrid or the grid itself.
I recently read an article that you know, the energy usage in this country is going down, meaning that, you know, utility companies, you know, when they kind of look at their budgets for, you know, whether it's a year or 4 years or 10 years down the road, you know, they obviously you all have to plan on how you're going to provide the energy and the needs and whatnot. But all of this new technology, whether it's LED light bulbs or more efficient homes, you know, where we're not using as much energy to heat and cool them, has reduced the overall consumption. Is that something you're seeing as well in Alabama?
Absolutely. I mean, you think about it. Every time you go to replace a light bulb, the light bulb that you put back in its place has the potential to be more efficient. And part of this project, the main focus point of this project is the research. So these homes are constructed to what we feel standard home construction will be in 20 years, right, which currently they're about 35% more efficient than the standard home being built in Alabama today. So you can see down the road that energy usage is much less than what we're currently seeing. So this particular project helps us as a company understand those customer behaviors and energy use behaviors down the road.
How many homes did you guys build in this neighborhood?
So Reynolds Landing in Hoover has 62 homes in the neighborhood.
And, I mean, you literally created this neighborhood, helped, and you partnered with these builders to get into this. The technology, I mean, all the smart home technology, right? I mean, there's things like unlocking the doors. I mean, talk to me a little bit about some of the technology that's in these homes.
So we wanted to look at the full customer experience from smart home technology. So, you know, when you pull into the driveway, you've got an outdoor camera, a doorbell camera that can be, you know, you can look at from your phone or app. You can unlock your front door, you know, from your phone. As you walk into the home, you have your main keypad. From that keypad, you can turn on lights, turn off lights, or you can voice automate with voice control and say, you know, Alexa or Google, turn on this or turn off that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the full customer experience behind the smart home automation that we're really trying to capture.
I'm sure whenever any project like this goes, you know, there's always some reservation, like will they, you know, will people want this? Will, you know, it's the when the rubber has to hit the mat, right, it's all about will people buy the homes. How did the home sales go in that neighborhood?
So this was a very fast-selling neighborhood. the home sales for the 62 homes, the builder opened sales up, and about 6 months later, all the homes were under contract, and within about 11 months, all the homes were completely built and occupied.
It's
a very, very fast-moving project.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, congratulations to you and your team, because that really is something, and I think the more we do, of this kind of, you know, this is a great partnership, right? Here you are, the utility, working with the builders, trying to create homes. They're beautiful homes, by the way. I know your website has pictures and there's some really interesting videos about what you guys created. I believe, if I'm right here, the website is smartneighbor.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, so people can learn more at smartneighbor.com. John Ritchie is the Residential Sales and Technical Support Supervisor for Alabama Power. Nice work down there. I really think this is great, and I think we can learn a lot from it. And I appreciate you getting up and spending a little time with us this morning.
Thanks, Lou. We'd love to have you down to see the neighborhood in person.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Thanks so much. All right, our phone number is 800-848-WABC. Lou Manfredini here on House Smarts Radio. Take a quick break and get to your calls right after this.
77 WABC.
Well, I've got a flagpole and the rope broke, and I can't raise the flag because the rope is broke.
Well, we need somebody that has a 16-foot stepladder. You know who I think I would contact? Go walk down to the firehouse and ask them if they'll do you that favor.
You're listening to your handyman of Saturday mornings.
And let me ask you this. Can you bake, Hank?
Oh, yeah. I'm great at that.
Lou Manfredini.
Well, then maybe some cookies or cupcakes when they come over. I've never been a fireman, but I don't think they say no to free food.
On House Smarts Radio.
That's no problem. I've been a policeman for 35 years, so I know all about donuts and stuff, too.
On 77 WABC.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 800-848-WABC. Let's crank through some calls here because we just have a few minutes left. Francis is in Hackensack. Francis, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, young fella. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, last week I turned in the last minute, and you made this tip about getting the dishwasher to work more efficiently, and I missed it. I was going to write it down. But
turn the hot water on. Turn the hot water on your faucet, and then put the dishwasher on like pots and pans or heavy duty, and then close it up and turn it on. It's going to go through the pre-wash where it's going to fill up. It's going to run a little bit, and then it's going to drain, and then it's going to refill again. When it's in the middle of that cycle, open it up, pour a cup of CLR into the drum, close it back up, and let it do its own thing. And you can check on it. It'll foam up a little bit, but it's going to kill all that calcium and lime and build up inside there, and then use a rag and a sponge and wipe around the gasket and the door, clean it all up, and you'll be amazed at how much better it works.
Well, very good. I would be amazed because my son-in-law is in charge of that, and he comes in from outside and takes the clean dishes, and then he washes his hands. So I got to keep that thing clean.
All right. I appreciate the phone call, Francis. Thank you so much. 800-848-WABC. James is in Brooklyn. James, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. My daughter recently bought a home down at Jersey Shore near Tom's River, and every time we turn the water on, it smells like rotten eggs.
Ooh, is she on a well?
No, it's all town water. And
every faucet?
Pretty much, yeah, from what I can determine right now.
And does it, so she just bought the house, you said, right?
Yes, a couple months ago.
Does the house have a basement with like a basement sink?
No, it's got a brand new crawl space. They actually raised this house.
Oh, wow.
This year.
Hmm.
And it's a new water heater from an electric water heater.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, the odor is coming from the cold and the hot or just the hot?
Primarily the hot.
Okay. So maybe what we got going on there, and this is something, how handy of an old man are you there, James?
So-so.
Okay. You know what an anode rod is in a water heater?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So as a test, I want you to turn the water heater off.
Right.
Turn the water off to it, and you're going to drain it a little bit. That nut that's on the top of the water heater, you're going to loosen up, and you're going to take the anode rod completely out. And then I want you to cap it. You're going to get a little cap, a little plug from the hardware store. Maybe you may have to take this to get the right size, you know, so you get the right one. Put a plug on it. And run that water heater for about a week without the anode rod. Now, in theory, when you take that out, you void the warranty on the water heater, but this is just a test, okay? If all of a sudden the odor is gone, then go to a plumbing supply house with that same rod and say, this is the rod I have. I need a different rod made from different material, which the metal makeup inside of it is different, and that may solve the problem.
So the chemistry with the water hitting the rod.
Correct. Hits the rod and then causes the odor. When you take the rod completely out, now there's no reaction there, and for a week you can try it, and if this works, then we know we need another rod. I mean, here's the thing. Your daughter just bought the place, right? A water heater will work without an anode rod. The average life of a water heater is 7 years. Will you get 7 years out of it without a rod? All day long. But if you put the rod in there, if there's ever a warranty issue, then you're covered.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that at this point.
All right.
Very good. I appreciate it, Lou.
You're a good man. I appreciate you calling this morning. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We got a minute. Do we have time? You want to? We're good. Okay. All right. So here's the thing. I talked at the beginning of the show that it's super important to vote and how critical it is to be able to go out there and actually do it. So please make sure you're registered to vote. And if you're a marathoner, good luck out there. Remember, knees high, smile, hydrate, and have fun. You did all this training. Good luck. Don't fall down. And go. Run, complete stranger. Run. Thanks so much for listening. If you didn't get through today, you can always email me at HowSmartsRadio.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
WABC.